It's been 4 weeks since Mohamed Bouazizi lit himself on fire in protest against Tunisian government repression. He's already being called the man who toppled a president.
He may, in fact, be the man who ignited the entire Middle East. Protests in Tunisia helped inspire demonstrators in Egypt and in Yemen, where the president there has promised to step down.
The leaders of the Arab world underestimated the passions of their people. If this is a domino chain, who will be the next to fall? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, February 3rd. We, of course, are continuing to watch developments in Egypt, but we now have dueling protests in Yemen as well today.
Egypt is our top story this morning, where the battle for the future rages on. Tense but stable. That's the description from our various eyes on the ground in Tahrir Square. We spoke to New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof last hour from the square.
Tahrir is full of people. A lot of them are bandaged from the encounters of yesterday. There's certainly fear, but there is also a certain amount of sense that, you know, that they really accomplished what they set out to do.
The military taking a larger role, according to our reports from the scene. They've positioned tanks and soldiers between the two sides, pro-democracy and pro-government, and there are several reports the army is pushing back the regime supporters. John Line, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC in Cairo, reports the military may be on the verge, at least at some levels, of joining these protesters.
I've been talking to a retired army general. He's well-connected, and he knows the tank crews themselves out in the square. He's had conversations with them this morning, and they have told him that they are now willing to open fire on the pro-government demonstrators if they, in turn, start shooting at the protesters again.
BBC's John Line in Cairo. The prime minister of Egypt has apologized for the violence and for the deaths overnight, but denies organizing the violent pro-Mubarak mobs.
Joining us now is Angie Goslin, a women's rights activist in Cairo. She was in Tahrir Square protesting on Friday. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
You have not gone back to the protests in Tahrir Square since then. I'm wondering if that's because of the violence.
Well, first, yes, I've been to the demonstrations on Friday. We were attacked by tear gas and rubber bullets for hours. And then I have to go back to my family in Kent after the news of prisoners running away and you know, police disappearing and unrest in the neighborhoods. I had to be there for my family, so I had to go back.
We've heard reports this morning that the army needs to step in at this point if the protesters are going to be successful, if the sort of uprising in Egypt is going to continue. Do you think that's the case?
Well, the military has been there from the first day. I mean, let's say when the police disappeared, we found the military tanks going around the cities. And I think so far the military has been neutral. They're not taking sides. Even yesterday in the battle, I would call it a battle that happened in Tahrir Square, the military was not interfering, which left us all in question. Like, why would the military leave people attacking each other in a street battle? No one interfering. There's no police. There's no ambulance. And the military is just there watching. So I think the military has been very sensitive about what sides to take.
That's Angie Goslin, a women's rights activist in Cairo. She was in Tahrir Square protesting Friday, hasn't been back yet since. Angie, thank you so much.
There's a sense of uprising in Yemen this morning. Tens of thousands there coming out for an anti-government protest in the capital of Sana'a. The peaceful demonstration called for the end of the current regime. Yesterday, Yemen's president pledged not to seek another term. Looking at the markets, Asian markets closed for the Lunar New Year. European markets down, futures down. The Dow gets underway at 12,041. The S&P opens at 1,304, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,749.
Later on this hour, we'll speak with the Episcopal Bishop Eugene Robinson. He'll tell us the story of a Ugandan gay rights activist who was killed last month and his attempts to get President Obama to give a remembrance of that activist. But first, a check-in on the protests in Yemen.